Sakta Mishnah Vaitim Sakta Sidyas Perik Dalid Mishnah Yud Beis. We already explained in Perik Gimel Mishnah Aleph that a keli, for that matter, a person, an oichel, or a mashka, food or drink, it's underneath the same roof, together with a mace, becomes tameh through tumas oil. If that roof is cracked, unless a crack runs through the whole rooftop, that's going to divide the room into two. So the mace that's under one part doesn't give over tumah to people or kalim that are under the other part. The crack in the roof, the split, divides the room into two. It's like two separate rooms. Well, let's say there is an object. It could be anything. It could be a board. It could be a coat underneath the crack. And that's at least one tefach above the ground. So that becomes like a bridge. It becomes like an oil that connects the two sides of the roof. On both sides of the split. In other words, the two sides of the object, we look at it as if it goes upwards to the roof. So the two sides of the roof are kind of connected. And again, that's true if this object is a tefach above the ground. Now that the roofs are connected, so tumah does go from the mace on one side to the people, things, or kalim on the other side. Now, our Mishnah is going to discuss a case where a person lying on the ground underneath the crack, could he somehow connect the two sides? Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Idyas, Perik Dalet, Mishnah, Yud, Beis. Adam, we have a person, Shehu Nasin, who is lying, Tachas HaSedek, under a crack in the roof. Beis Shami, I remember the Beis Shami say, Einoi Mevi Asatoma. Now, this person is lying on the ground. You need a tefach of space between his body and the ground. The only time what's lying there becomes a bridge to connect the two sides of the room on both sides of the split is if it has to be a tefach off the ground. If he's lying on the ground, it doesn't help. So you have a mace on one side of the room, kalim on the other side of the room, you have this person lying on the floor under the crack. No. The kalim don't get tummy. Basilim, but the basil say, Adam chalu, a person is hollow. So there's a tefach between the front and back of his kuf. And as a result, Vatsara Elyon, the top part of him, maybe as a tumma, does bring the tumma from one side to the other. In other words, and the Batanur explains, I mean, a person is not hollow. That's not what the Gemara means. His intestines are in there. His inner organs are there. But the Beis Hillel, they view the body as having several different layers. It's not like one solid thing. And Mamela, the top layer, is one tefach above the ground. I don't say, well, the whole body's on the ground. The body's not one thing. That's what the Bistil mean when they say that for all practical purposes, Adam Chalhu. What's inside his kishkas, that's not connected to the top layer as he's laying on the ground. So if you look only at the top layer of the person laying on the ground, you have a space of a tefach underneath him. So if the upper side of his body is a tefach over the ground, he is an oil that connects the two parts of the roof, and the mail allows the tumma to go from the mace on one side to the people, kalim, or food or drink on the other side.